It's here and now, and now a warning. We have a grim story from Denmark. Today, Danish police confirmed that an armless, legless, headless torso found in Copenhagen earlier this week is that of a missing 30-year-old Swedish freelance journalist named Kim Wall. She was last seen nearly 2 weeks ago getting into the homemade submarine of Danish inventor and would-be rocket pilot Peter Madsen. He originally told police he dropped Wall off on an island, later changed that to something happened on board and he buried her at sea. His lawyer says an accident did happen. The submarine later sank. Madsen was rescued swimming away, and he's been charged with manslaughter. Sissel Overgaard is a reporter in Billund, Denmark. Sissel, what a grim finding. But in addition to confirming that this is Kim Wall's torso, were investigators able to learn any more about how she died?
Not really. What we learned today that was new on top of the DNA match that they said they received by comparing DNA from the torso and some personal items of Kim Wall and actually some blood that they found on the submarine. The other somewhat surprising thing that we learned was that there was actually metal attached to the body, presumably to help hold it underwater.
Oh. Her mother described her as a journalist who gave voice to the weak, vulnerable, and marginalized people. A friend that was with her at Columbia University wrote on the International Women's Media Foundation. I followed her work from an in-depth look at voodoo in Haiti, tourism in North Korea. She went to North Korea. Idi Amin's legacy in Uganda. How shocking that this was in Denmark. What are people in Denmark saying?
Well, it is shocking. I think, you know, Denmark might have this reputation that's grown a bit out of some of the recent TV dramas, the Nordic noir and all those, you know, the bridge and all of these things. But this isn't a normal occurrence in Denmark by any stretch. And so, of course, people have been watching with great suspense, and the story peaked at the beginning when the submarine initially went missing, and then Wall went missing, and then it was a little quiet for about a week, and now all of a sudden in the last few days it's really blown up again as all these new revelations have come out, and it's definitely water cooler discussion, and people are all speculating on what could possibly have been the motive, what could possibly have happened, and it's not looking good for Madsen at this point. Most people would, I think, agree.
Well, in fact, people are coming forward and saying, yes, he was dedicated to his work, you know, fierce about his projects, an inventor. He was looking for crowdsourcing for some of the ideas that he had, but he had a terrible temper.
Right. And I think that you could describe him as monofocused. He obviously had burned a lot of people and business partners along the way. I guess anyone who could conceive of getting himself into space, you'd have to be a little bit crazy in order to convince people that that was possible. And somehow he was able to do that. So at the same time that you hear from former friends that don't even really want to talk about him much anymore, he did have a fair number of supporters. And in fact, there was a Facebook group that was dedicated to the supporters of Rocket Madsen, which, probably not coincidentally, I can see has been shut down just within the last day.
Well, and as you said, there's fascination because this is like a real life Nordic noir. But we hear that there is sadness, and is there also fear, or do people think that this is an isolated incident?
At the press conference this morning, the police addressed just that. And of course, people are wondering, have you been looking at old cases to see if there might be any other connections here? They brought up the case from 1986, I believe it was, of a torso of a Japanese tourist that was found in Denmark. That obviously is so old at this point. You know, Peter Madsen was 46 years old, so that would have been made him obviously very young. So, but they are looking at old cases. But as far as we know, thus far, there isn't any indication that this was anything more widespread than this one incident.
One terrible incident. Sissel Overgaard, a reporter in Billund, Denmark. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.